Dear God, in the wondrous name of Jesus, we come to you again this day, and we're just so grateful, Lord. I think of the patience, Lord, the long-suffering that you have with us. God, we're such a needy people, and the only need is found in one place, and that's in your Son. Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit just come and take that love and shed it abroad this day. God, we can never get enough. Lord, we're so thankful for the great love wherewith we are loved. We're thankful you bring us into this place. We're a grateful people, Lord. The whole counsel of God is coming forth. Lord, let us be quickened and pay attention and be aware of the mighty dealing of the hand of God this morning. Lives are in the balance, Lord. May we wake up, Lord, and be attentive. The trump is about to sound, and those that are alive are about to ascend. Oh, by the grace of God, if it could be this day. I thank you, Lord. Put it us in our hearts a love that wants to see your face even more fervently than ever before. To touch you, Lord. To hold you. To handle the very word of God. As John said, to lay my head upon his breast. What a wonderful, wonderful promise we have in you. Lord, come and sup with us. Let us feast upon the bread of life. We are so thankful you're here. We're in your name, and it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Well, the Lord has continued upon my heart from last week's Preach the Word sermon. And I have to tell you, I'm still rejoicing by His grace in the truth. And I was thinking, what potential, brothers and sisters, we all have. What potential we all have in the Word of God. The potential to grow up into Him in all things. And yet we live in this day of empty words. We live in this day of form and no substance. We even live in a day, it's not about what you say, it's about how you say it. We live in a day that's pretty much all out of whack, isn't it? Pretty horsed up day, as they say. A day that is just downright a little bit off. But brothers and sisters, we're here in this day. We're here in this day. And God in His faithfulness has perfectly placed us in this day. God in His faithfulness has divinely placed us in this day. And I look out sometimes from my window and I think, just like a brother Joseph, placed smack dab in the middle of a godless Egypt, perfectly placed in that day. So here we are, brothers and sisters. And the question is, what are we going to do with that day? What are you going to do with today? What are we going to do with now? And are we going to rejoice that this is His day that He has made for us and He has placed us in? And the Lord, I pray, would convince us today that in this day, it's not only vital what we say, but it is vital how we say it. And I take you in thought to Ephesians chapter 4. And verse 15, and we've been there often, and I pray to God, in spirit we never leave, but it says, speaking the truth in love. Speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things. Brothers and sisters, may our speech always be the truth. Always be the truth. But lest we ever forget, without love, it's profitless. Without the love of God, it profits us nothing. The importance of how things are said, brothers and sisters, it is vital. And I'm so grateful to God. It was a sweet brother and sister in Christ that really confirmed this. It was the sufficient witness that the Lord encouraged me to bring forth this message this day. May our speech always be with grace. What do you think of that? Come on now. I know you're looking to the other guy. Who, me? May our speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt. And in that it's calling out to me, speak the truth in love. And see, brothers and sisters, that's not going to happen because of my willpower. And it's not going to happen because of your discipline. And it's not going to happen because of how many times we come to church. It's not going to happen because of my might, nor by my power. But it's going to happen by His Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen? Amen. It's got to be special delivery. It has to be His Spirit. And His Spirit, again, we know is the one the Word tells us takes the love of God and He sheds it abroad in our heart. That's how it happens. It's the Holy Spirit. We cannot force this to happen. I can't get down on my knees and say, God, this is going to happen. It does not work that way. It's a heart that gets down on the knees and says, in thankfulness and gratefulness to You, Lord, You brought me here. I'm on my knees because of Your divine grace and nothing else. I'm here in church today because of Your love that called me and woo me and drew me to come here this morning. Now God can do something with that. God's not going to be able to do something with the high mighty tidy that's walking around with his Bible, and he might know it very well up here. But he's more interested in is how much is working in here. And that's the truth. And that's the truth in love that works effectually in us. That's the truth in love that can actually take faith and make it alive in your life and make it real and build it day by day and not just coming into this meeting and saying, hey, what in the world is that brother talking about? He sure looks like he loves something. But it can build great faith. It can. It can take the things of Christ and make them mine. It's not just sister so-and-so's or brother this and that that I've been watching for years and seeing how happy they are in Jesus. It comes home to live in me. It does. It becomes real. It becomes mine. I'm not riding anybody's coattails anymore. I couldn't do it in the first place. I thought it worked that way. You mean I don't have just a right in here because my last name is so-and-so or this? No. I have to take Jesus for my own. Oh, but my mama sure loved the Lord. But do you? And you? And you? And you? But it could be the other way around too. Well, my mom and dad had nothing to do with the Lord. But do you? And you? And you? Today is the day He's calling you today. And what are we going to do with today? And what will we do with today in our lives and the preaching of truth in love? See, brothers and sisters, when the Spirit starts working in our lives, it assures me that the love of God is going to be here. It is. It assures me. It's going to be deep. And then it assures me that it's going to come out here. Amen? Amen. Not just truth, but speaking the truth in love. So important. I know so many Christians that do know so much truth, and I am so grateful to God that they know truth. But how about living it? How about being alive in the truth and in the Word of God? Not just be able to quote something, but to absolutely be able to hand my brother a cup of cold water. That's the love of God. That's the Spirit working in that water, giving that to my brother or sister in Christ, saying, you know what? The love of God is alive and working in me. Praise be to God for His grace. But see, that's only going to be by the Spirit. And it's amazing. We talk about a love language out there. A lot of people think, well, love language, that's got to be Spanish or French or one of the Latin. But I'm going to tell you, the love language is the Spirit. Is the Spirit working in us. And it can't help but come out. I really am starting to understand more and more every day. As Brother Hill used to stand here, and he said, the love of God, you can't help but love everybody. When you have it, you can't help it. You just love them. There's a passion. And God brings it. And it's wonderful. And you want to be with the people of God. You don't want to separate yourself. Something's going wrong. You don't want to come to church. Something's off. I'm just going to tell you. Oh, I hope he's not talking about me. Well, I hope he's talking about me. I pray to God he is. I pray to God my heart is tender enough to say, Lord, deal with me. Work with this. And praise be to God if you got to get me off the potter's wheel and take me over there to the blacksmith's anvil and start doing some hammering here. Let's get it done. Be a mighty man of God. It's time to step up. It really is. Jesus is coming. And this isn't going to win his best. This is going to win his best. I'm alive, Lord, because of you. I'm looking for your appearing. It doesn't matter what's going on around me. I'm starting to get that. Those are the things that are encouraging me more and more to be looking up. I love you. My time is about to come. Oh, I've lived a wonderful life. It's been wonderful. You say, well, brother, you're still a young man. Well, maybe so. But I'll tell you the truth wearing on you. It gets you aged pretty quick, too. But it doesn't matter anymore. How I feel, how I look, I don't need you to comment about that. But it's amazing how those things start to grow dim in the light of glory. In the light of glory. It's coming and it's coming soon. And it's here. It's just hasn't fully appeared yet. Praise be to God. We still have some time. But brothers and sisters, I'm seeing things. I really am. I'm starting to see things through the eyes of our wonderful Lord, dove's eyes full of love. And I do have to confess something to you. I hope this doesn't hurt your feelings, but I want to make sure. I have not been made perfect yet. And neither have you. And I say hallelujah to that. Oh, the wretched man that I am, I've got hope. He's still working on me. He's still so in love with me. And it's a love that'll never let me go. And I'm starting to respond to it. And I'm starting to understand, Lord, you're pressing me to make these decisions of truth in love to work in my life. And brothers and sisters, it must prevail in our lives if we are ever going to attain. That's what he's calling us out to do, is to apprehend him. The truth in love, brothers and sisters, it convicts. And it convicts us not only to preach the word in love, but to live his word in love. And to live his word in love, not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesdays, not just on Friday nights, not just when I feel good, not just when I have a job, not just when people are treating me nice, not just when I think I'm getting over this thing now. No, it's the truth in love living in my life every moment of the day. That's the call. That's the requirement. That's the love, brothers and sisters. When you're in love, you're just in love. Let it strike deep this morning. I don't know how far you might have to go back in your mind when you were in love. Hopefully not too far. Maybe it's even that person sitting next to you. But there's a quickening that happens when that's going on, isn't there? It is. It's just alive. It's exciting. It's wonderful to think that you're loved. Now, that's pale in comparison. I hope you know that. If you're sitting there alone today, you're never alone. Oh, no, you're not alone. Let me tell you something. You've got the lover of your soul right next to you. Yes, you do. And he's dealing with you, and he's dealing with you, and he's calling you. And I'm confident in him. If you don't have a significant other sitting next to you today, it's perfect. Because he best be our significant other to each and every one of us. What do you think of that? Do we love him like that? Do we trust him like that? Now, you spouses, don't be getting jealous now. Just be thankful. Your spouse fall more and more in love with Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you something. Be thankful. Because they'll love you more. They'll be able to possess so much more love. I couldn't believe it. As the Lord has taken me on and on in this life, how much the love grows, how much more there is, how infinite it grows. And it's wonderful. I never realized I could love my wife or my children or you. I can't imagine. It's just got to be Him. I understand how the Lord can move lives to say, oh yeah, I give my life for that. But it's not for a person. It's not for things. It's because of the love of God, isn't it? See, it's the real thing. It's not just an emotion. It's a knowing. We're one in Him. We're willing to count it all loss. It's but dung. It's just that knowledge of your love, Lord, that's working in me. Mighty stuff here, brothers and sisters. But see, the truth in love, as we allow it to come in, it brings things out. It does. Absolutely. It brings things to the surface. It takes the dross in our life and it starts pushing it out. I believe the truth in love is the refiner's fire. I believe the truth in love is what David was finally dealt with when he said, Lord, search me. Are we there today? Are we there this morning? I don't care where we're sitting this morning. Front, back, don't matter. You're before Him. Absolutely. If you're a child of God, He's in you. So you got something moving. You may not felt it move for quite a while. I don't care what you feel. I care what He tells me. And He's working. And He's working mightily. And He's working effectually. And He is. Because I know that this word, as it's preached and it's received, is going to increase your faith. Do you see how vital this time is? Do you see how mighty it is? I want to believe Jesus more. I want to believe Him without a doubt. I want to read His word. And it's the only thing speaking to me. I want His word being the only thing that I'm listening to. I want His word to be spoken as if He's speaking it to me audibly here today. That's the faith. You that are battling in body this morning or have loved ones, and we have a bunch of them, don't we? But when He says, by My stripes ye are healed, I don't want to doubt Him. And then when I walk in a room and He's called me to pray, it has nothing to do with me. Make sure you know that. Make sure these gifts you know are His. Make sure you know that He gives them as He desires. And then He'll do something with it. I'm just an empty vessel. I'm just an empty head. God, come put Your mind in this body. Come feel Your love in this. But I'm telling you, when we come in, you don't realize when you come in empty like that, how full you are. How God can use you. I praise God if you're feeling like you're nothing here today. Isn't that wonderful? God can do something with you now. You're not going to hear that on TV. Mm-mm. You need to look at your one sitting next to you, rub them on the back and tell them they're special. You're okay. Oh, wretched man that you are. None of us ever sought Him. None of us were out to seek Him. He had to die upon that cross and shed His blood freely for me to even take a step. That's how good this God is. The truth in love. Oh my. It brings it out, brothers and sisters. I'd like to talk about a couple things that I believe are some of the most valuable things that we could ever have brought out in the truth in love. Two of the most wonderful things I think we could ever say to one another. And it's not dinner's ready or happy birthday. Oh no. Those are nice things. But how about I'm sorry? How about I was wrong? Yeah. Let Him work deep. Lord, put those on my heart so heavy this week. I'm sorry and I was wrong. How much value when it's due, brothers and sisters, how much value to you and then to the one to receive it. And when a heart is right in the truth and love that receives it, it just glories in the Lord. It doesn't walk around feeling smug. It doesn't walk around, well, I've been waiting for that. No, it glories in here and it says, oh, He's been waiting for that. He waited so long for Brother David to finally come forth to Him and say, oh, Lord, before Thee and Thee only have I sinned. But I'm sorry. And I was wrong. And I'm going to tell you something. Those two things could be the very thing that's holding back your life today. Really. I know for many times in my life, those two things held this life back. But I was right. They were wrong. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry, Lord, that I even carried that. He said every weight. I'm not going to fly right until every weight is gone. Dear sister always tells me about them eagles she watches all the time. She was watching one here recently, and it was funny because I saw one up at the airport too. I think there's this bald eagle that comes every once in a while and gets right over the runway and just soars. And I think sometimes when that eagle thinks that us pilots are getting a little too heady and that we think we're something, he kind of shows us really how it's done. I watched that thing, not even a flicker, not even a movement, and it could just go higher and higher and higher. It was built to fly. And you're built to fly. You really are. You're built to soar. But as she said, it was wonderful as it took flight and it started out, you know, it really hit them wings to go. Got a little bit higher and it hit those wings just a little bit more. But it started getting less and less and less and kept going in circles and circles till you almost couldn't see it. But then when it was at its height, it never had to make a flap. It just soared. See, that's where the grace of God takes us. And the truth in love, it's so dynamic, it's so complex. I'm confident there may have been one or two that said, oh, Ephesians 4 again. Yeah, Ephesians 4 again. And you best pray that this pastor never leaves Ephesians 4. I'd rob you. I would. It's the truth and love unto a perfect man. Unto a perfect man. He's dealing with you like that. Nothing short. You are valuable. Valuable beyond what you could ever imagine. Oh my. Where are we going with this today, Lord? But brothers and sisters, the truth in love convicts us to be tender. It convicts us to repent. It convicts us to love beyond my foolish pride. I thought about those Pharisees that spoke the truth when they called for that woman that was caught in adultery to be stoned. They spoke the truth. She was guilty. She was to be stoned. But what did that bring? But death. But condemnation. But then there was one who not only spoke the truth in love, but is the truth in love. How could we even say was the truth in love? Is the truth in love. I am. Amen. He came. He showed up. And brought the truth in love. Eternal life. Free. Free. The truth in love. Don't you want those words? Don't you want that life? to be magnified in you. If you're a child of God, you have that life. But God forbid that we're hiding our light under a bushel. God forbid we think that our agenda or our principles are far exceeding the truth and love that the Lord wants in our lives. Uh-oh. You've heard me say it before. We best be seeing souls. We best see souls. When we start to distinguish one another by our actions, I think we've made a wrong step. We need to see souls as Christ Jesus sees the soul. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak love when we see souls. Truth and love see souls as Jesus Christ saw them upon the cross. And He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Yeah. And I believe the love of God can take us there, brothers and sisters. The love of God can cause us to have a speech that will teach. The love of God will cause us to have actions that will edify. I don't care who you are and how ornery you've been. You allow the Spirit to work in your life, and you could have a life that can provoke to love. What do you think of that? You want to be about stirring up something? How about be stirring up some love? See, truth in love in our lives, brothers and sisters, it'll even cause me to see my mean boss's lost soul. It might even cause you to see your ornery neighbor's need of a Savior. Truth and love covers my brother's sin. Truth and love brings salve to the wounded and restores the body unto glory. Truth and love even encouraged a brother to say, Who hath bewitched you? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Oh my, what the truth in love can do. See, not only can the truth in love exhort, encourage, pat on the back, a hug, a warm embrace, but it can also reprove, it corrects in love. God help us to be a people that are in the truth in love to receive it. Are we willing to receive correction all the time? I hope we are. God help us to not be so stubborn. God help us to not have a spirit so, well, I know more truth than he does. I can't believe she said anything to me. Look at her life. Come on now. Really? Who are you? Who am I? But for the grace of God, brothers and sisters, that's it. It's just the grace of God. And it's so infinitely marvelous what the grace of God can do. But we are going to have to detach ourselves from the lie and start living who we are in Jesus Christ. And it's a life of the truth in love. The truth in love. See, the truth in love, when it comes out, truth is never compromised. And the packaging of truth is always in love. It's never in condemnation. And maybe as we close this up, there's no greater evidence of truth in love than loving not only in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Did you get that? The evidence, the greatest evidence maybe of the truth in love is not only in word and tongue, but loving in deed and in truth. See, I can stand before you today and I can say, hey, my brethren of the like most precious faith, precious hearts. Precious hearts. I can call in truth and encourage you to press on. I can call in truth and encourage to finish with joy. I can call in truth and say, by the grace of God, let's stir up the gift. In truth, I can speak the temporal sufferings aren't worthy to be compared with the glory that's going to be revealed in us. But in love, it even ratcheted up a bit. In love, I can live that testimony. Are we ready to live the testimony? She lives it. Doesn't just speak it. She lives it. And she lives it humbly. Humbly. And thankfully before the Lord. By grace we walk the walk. Glorying in His faithfulness. And then it's in that, brothers and sisters, that not only can we be thankful in what we said, but in how God said it through us. Amen. It's testimony time. It is. God is calling us out to not just preach the word, but to live that word. Hallelujah. And have it alive in us. That Christ in me, the hope of glory, nothing less, and praise be to God, nothing more. There couldn't be any more. That Christ in me, can you imagine speaking the truth in love to you? That's a wonder. And if anybody really knows this life, it's a wonder. Yeah. How many ways we could have gone. Really where we should have been. If things were just and right, every one of us dead. Know it. But love. But the truth and love came in. And now we sit amongst one another today. And we are vessels. Vessels. That possess the truth in love. And I'm watching you grow up. Into Him. In all things. I mean, that's incredible. To think God has appointed us to that. To grow up into Him in all things. A perfect man. A perfect man. A perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
The greatest story ever told, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might be saved to those that believe.
Oh, yes. While every head is bowed, we thank You, dear God, for dealing with us this morning. Lord, let us be a tender people and take this truth in love. Value it more than anything. Lord, this is the time of the first love, the preeminent love. And Lord, may we just again take it into our households, God, into our work. But it's never going to get there unless we take it into our lives. And Lord, that it is the treasure. How many times have we sat here in this meeting and heard the story of don't miss the best part. God, don't let us leave here another day without receiving the best part. It's the grace of God. That's the only part. Lord, it's Your unmerited favor. Your unmerited love. God, help us to never leave our eyes off of the mercy seat. The blood flowing. God, thank You for it. Quicken us today. Let us have that vision. And God, may we take it all the way into the midst of the throne. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.